Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We aren't giving you the normal anime, Arrowgate type games, but we are going to give you stuff that has that kind of Japanese influence, you know, because we have a lot of AVNs that are made in Honey Select, and of course you're still going to get that style of character. So, it's like the best of both worlds, I guess you could say. And yes, we're going to do something really great today, and I hope you'll like it. And no, it's not this video, but it's the next one. I hope you guys like it as much as everybody else on the internet seems to. So, first we have to go through the first game from this developer, Once in a Lifetime, which we've been covering for a while now. So, you can look forward to this one. And some others being covered on Tuesday, which is normally our waifu day. You know, our Arrowgate, you know, whatever. But that's only this month, you know. Next month will be more anime Arrowgate influence. I'm flipping months, that's what I'm doing. I'm flipping one as AVNs, one is going to be Arrowgate. Then AVN and Arrowgate. AVN, Arrowgate. I think that'll be perfect. That gives everybody a good balance of everything. So all the AVN fans can check out AVNs on those months, and all the Arrowgate fans can check out all the Arrowgate on those months. And sometimes, of course, there's premieres of both. So it'll, you know, it'll be a good mix. It'll be fun. But, let's start with the beginning here. Miss Wilson, good evening. Hello, Judy, can I help you? Yes, you know, I was thinking about today's lesson, and boy, was it mesmerizing. I had never thought of the impact of the Korean War until now. Could you go a bit deeper into that subject, Miss Wilson? I'd love it. Of course, Judy, whenever you want. I'd love that passion. Awesome, let's do it now, and let's start from the beginning. When was Korea founded, and why is Korea named Korea? Well, what? And now? Judy, wait. I'm supposed to meet David after work today and spend the afternoon with him. It's probably the only day we're going to spend together all week. I guess he won't mind waiting a few minutes. Judy sounds thrilled. I can't say no to her. Okay, I have a few minutes. All right, this is it. I should make sure nobody's home.
Pizza delivery.
Looks like nobody's home. Time to use my magic. According to that Russian YouTube tutorial, I have to put this one here, apply tension, and now... Yes! Okay, I must be quick. There's a note over here on the table. Rebecca, I'm sorry, but I had to go. I got a call from work. I know we were supposed to spend the day together, but I promise I'll make it up to you. I'm the luckiest man alive to be by your side. When this is all over, I'll take you to see the world, my love. I love you more than ever. David. Blah, blah, blah. Talking much and doing little. I better leave it where it is. Okay, time to search the house. Let me see. Nothing here. Nothing around here. Is this a blindfold? This isn't for sleeping, naughty girl. Aha! A laptop! A laptop! This is what I was looking for. I'm not seeing anything suspicious, even as internet history's been cleared. Maybe I was wrong and this whole thing was just a coincidence. Since we're here, let's take a look at Rebecca's user profile. No sexy pics, only homework, exams, and the scores of her students. As I expected, she's only gotten straight A's. Damn, Lauren is doing well. Her scores are almost as high as Judy's. Wow, Fat Jack is doing fine in all subjects. Aha, this is horrendous, and I thought mine were bad. Interesting. Her scores are worse than I expected, a D in math and history. She even emailed Rebecca begging for extra credit. This information is priceless. I'm sure it'll come in handy when that bitch gets cocky. Go read a book, Airhead. Okay. Almost all subjects. He's getting a D in PE. You have to work out more, FJ. As I expected. She's only gotten straight A's. Impressive. And then Lauren is doing well. Her scores are almost as high as Judy's, which is awesome because I rarely see her studying. Oh, here are essays about philosophers of the modern era. I'm sure I could have done better. Doing these things last minute is never a good idea. Switch essays with Lauren, switch essays with Fat Jack, or switch essays with Tom. I mean, this does have like a walkthrough that comes with it, but I don't know. We're just gonna... That'll work. Now let's see what's in her search history. And no peace treaty was ever signed. The two Koreas are technically still at war. Which, yeah. Amazing. Yeah, it is. Well, I have to go now, Judy, but we can continue tomorrow if you like. What? No, wait. From the corridor. Take care. Damn it. I have to warn Grimm. Be careful, she's on her way. Fuck, why isn't he answering? Watching YouTube. Today, we're counting down our picks for the top 10 blind auditions in The Voice. Number 10. Fuck, I always get distracted. I thought I'd have more time. Why are you looking at people on The Voice? Hello, honey, I'm home. What's this note, love? Of course, working. Big surprise. Phew. I'm gonna pour myself a glass of wine. You don't mind, right, David? Oh, it's true. You're not here. You are working again. She's in the kitchen. This is my chance. Whoa, that was close. Always living on the edge. Well, time to go home. Big day tomorrow. Friday. And that's it. Have a good weekend. Before you go, I'll be passing out your essays about philosophers of the modern era.
I've already corrected them.
Here's your essay, Grimm. You know, you gotta see. I know you can do much better. I need you to try harder.
Ha ha ha. You should see your face, dumbass.
I don't see what you've got to laugh about, Tom. Here's yours. You got an F. That's why I didn't trade with him.
Ha ha ha. Shut the fuck up.
Here's yours, Lauren. You got the highest grade in class along with Jack. Congratulations to you both. Okay, pay attention, everybody. For those who have been invited to my party, you can start coming after 7 p.m. and you don't have to bring anything. There's going to be an open bar. Awesome! And Grimm, I think it's been made clear, but if you show up, security will walk you out of there.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to go either.
Good. All right. Everybody go home. See you later.
A few hours later.
It's almost 7 p.m. The girls must be about to leave. Judy, coming in. Oh, hi there, Iris. Wow, you look amazing. Jesus, what a body. There's no one who could wear that dress better. Thank you. I made the costume myself. You look good, too. Well, I'm not in disguise. I know. What I meant was... Ahem! Judy, you ready? Hey, sis, when did you come in? Right now. What were you two gabbing about? Nothing. You look terrific. You really think so? I really do. Okay, then. I think we're ready. Let's not waste any more class time, then. Let's go! Okay, you two have fun. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm sure they'll have fun. Anyway, I'm going to sleep. Tomorrow they'll tell me how it went. That's what I'd say if it wasn't about to crash that fucking party, baby. I made a duplicate of Lauren's invitation, so... Now all I have to do is put on my costume to disguise my identity. Hold on to your tits, bitches! Grimm, can you turn down the music a bit, please?
Yeah, sorry, Carla. Holy shit, dude. He looks like a fucking Kamen Rider. That's pretty badass. I'm leaving now. I'm going to the party with Lauren and Judy. Okay, be careful. Yes. Okay, as long as I don't take my mask off, that bitch Jasmine shouldn't recognize me. So, let's party. A few minutes later. Jesus, what a house. I'd heard that her father was stinking rich, but damn. Well, let's get inside. I'm gonna ruin that open bar of hers. Sorry, sir. May I see your invitation, please? What? Oh, yes, my invitation. Here you go, big guy. Everything looks in order, sir. However, I need to check your name. May I see your ID card, please? My ID card? Excuse me? Do you even know who I am? Look, my father is the vice president of Compu Global Hyper MegaNet. I'm only here because your boss is my father's partner, so if you don't want to get fired, you're gonna stop busting my balls. Got it? Yes, sir. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. That's better. Now move, scumbag. I can't believe he fell for that. Well, I overcame the main obstacle. No one will ever recognize me now. Incognito mode activated. Hey, Grim. How are you doing? Damn it, Lauren. How'd you recognize me? Haha, to tell you the truth, I saw your costume yesterday. I stayed near the door to see when you'd arrive. Please don't say anything. Of course not. Don't worry. I'm going inside the house now. You coming? I will. Let me have a drink first. Sure, I'll see you inside. Hello, where's the barman? I'd like to drink something. That's a nice costume you've got there. Fuck! I have to admit that your ass looks good in these. You are... Peter. Peter? Peter from where? I'm from... Hello, sweetie. I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you have a minute? Don't worry, Dad. We were just chatting. This is... a friend from school? Well, nice to meet you. Saved by the Bell. Nice to meet you too, sir. I'm... this man, I know this man. He's Moloch. I saw him at the temple. He's one of the sons of Astaroth. I'm Peter, sir. A pleasure, Peter. Do we know each other? No, sir, I'm sure we don't. I guess not. Anyway, Jasmine, I need you to come inside. Some of your guests seem to forget where they are. And remember, I don't want anybody on the third floor. Yes, Dad, I'll be right there. Well, Peter, see you later. Sure. Okay, stay calm. He hasn't seen your face and he didn't see Judy at the temple. We're fine. Just keep having fun. This is a party. He seemed particularly concerned about the third floor, though. Could he be hiding something in there? He's definitely hiding something up there. I have to sneak up to that floor without anyone seeing me. Doesn't look like anyone else is here. Let's take a look around. Every corridor in this house looks the same. What do we have here? Looks like an important door. Mr. Alabi's office? Looks like it. It's locked as I expected. It's impossible to open without the key. He's got a good lock. He probably carries it on him. Perhaps I could try to take it without noticing. I'm going back to the garden. There he is. He's talking to Jasmine, standing by the entrance. I can't get close to them now. I should wait for a better moment. Hello, friend. Wow, your costume's a blast. Hey, Fat Jack, thank you. You know, just Jack is okay. But how are we going to tell you apart from the other Jack, then? Well, he has a shaved head and a dragon tattoo on his arm. Well, yeah, and what are we going to call him? Skinhead Jack? Dragon Tattoo Jack? It's not catchy. But, look, Fat Jack, I'd love to stay and talk, but I gotta go where the hosts are. You mean Jasmine and her dad? I was listening to their conversation from behind the bush. Oh, really? Did you hear what they were saying? Yeah, he said he had to go to work. Work? On a Friday at 1 in the morning?
Yeah, that's what Jasmine said, but he gave her a bunch of keys and told her he'd be back at dawn. Keys? Could that include the key to the office? Did you see what she did with them? Yes, she put them in a little pocket she has on her skirt. A pocket, eh? Okay, Fat Jack, I need your help. I need you to distract Jasmine while she passes by here. Ask her something, or, I don't know, sing or dance while I grab these keys without her noticing. What? Why? Please, my friend, you have to help me. I don't even know who you are. She's coming. Please. Okay, but you have to give me a new nickname and get everyone else to use it. A new nickname? But you're Fat Jack. What do you want me to call you? He's like, yeah, much better. Yeah, much better. Yeah, much better. Autobots roll out, Jack. I was kidding, but okay. We have a deal. I'm gonna hide. I'm counting on you. Sure. Well, let's change his name, because I like the Panzer one better. I should start throwing people out. Jasmine, look over here. What the fuck? God damn it, Fat Jack. Who even gave you an invitation? I'm not that guy anymore. I'm Panzer 6 I'm Panzer 6 Tiger Heavy Tank Jack now. Terror of the German steppes. I don't give a shit what you are. Get dressed and get out of my house now. You got 5 seconds to get out of here before I call security to kick you out. 5, 4, 3. 2. Yeah, that's it. And don't dare return here. Okay, okay, I'm leaving. Jesus Christ, what a fucking freak. Anyway, I should start locking the empty rooms. What? Oh, fuck, where are the keys? They were here. I must have dropped them by the grass. Oh, fuck, if I don't find them, Dad will kill me. Ahaha, nice move, Grim. Now I can try opening that mysterious door, or I could have some fun first. Let's check the first floor. There's nice music coming from there. That guy in an exaggeratingly racist costume told me there was food and drink in this room. It should be here. Oh, fuck, there's nothing left. Hey, Grim. Hello, Iris. Wait, you figured out who I am, too? Well, Lauren just told me. God damn it, Lauren. Don't worry, no one else knows. Not even Judy. Do you know where she went, by the way? I can't find her. Nope, I don't. I'll go see if I can find her. Okay, see you later. Lauren and Tom seem to be talking. Come on, Lauren, don't be so uptight. You're a real pain, you know that? Let's go dancing. We can have a drink and then we go to my place. Do you even hear yourself? I want nothing to do with you. Come on, why don't we flip for it? Heads or tails? No, thank you. Then why don't we cut cards for it or roll the dice? If I win, you go out with me. No. And you, what the fuck are you looking at, asshole? Nothing, I was just passing by. Oh yes, this is Peter. Peter's a friend of mine. You know what, Tom? Let's make that bet, but you're playing against him. Him? Me? Yeah, you. I know for a fact that you're good at gambling, are you not? I guess. Let's do something. Peter will play against you on my behalf, defending my honor. If you win, I'm going out with you on a date. If you lose, you leave me alone forever. Sure, done deal. And let's make it more interesting. You'll suck the cock of whoever wins. What? Don't hold your breath, Tom. That's okay with me. What? Not for me! And I choose the game we're playing. Fine by me. You seem pretty sure of yourself. Who, me? I'm more chill than Forrest Gump sitting on his bench. Oh, yeah? Yeah. You're making me nervous. Shut the fuck up and let's sit down already. Okay. This is a game... This is the game each of us will think of a number between... Sorry, I didn't even see that ellipsis there. This is the game. Each of us will think of a number between 0 and 9 and write it on a piece of paper so everyone can see we're not cheating. Then we have to guess the other's number. First one to guess the number 3... Oh, the number 3 times wins. Oof. What kind of shitty game is this? You were supposed to play cards or something like that. This is pure luck. Luck? Tell that to my gypsy roots, woman. My grandma taught me to read a person's eyes. Just watch and start thinking about what you're gonna wear for our date. You're a cheat. Haha, let's begin. Write your number, dude, between 0 and 9. Think of a number. 5. Are you done? Okay, I'll go first. Let me look into your eyes. Oh yes, I see it as clear as day. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm wearing a mask, idiot. You're not seeing shit. It's a 5. What the? How could... Ah, ha ha, I told you I'm psychic. You have no chance. Come on, try to guess my number. Your number? It's a 2? Ah, sorry, buddy. I'm afraid not. Alright. It's a 7? Three? Nine? Eight? Six? One? I don't think you can guess his number. 4? You have to write down another number. It doesn't matter which one, I'll guess it anyway. Think of a number. Okay, I'm guessing you have the number. Number 8. Yes. Haha, of course you do. Your turn. Aha, no it isn't, man. No it isn't, man. No it isn't, man. God damn you, mister. This ain't like the JoJo one. This motherfucker's cheating like the JoJo one. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to watch that. If you watch anything of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, you need to fucking watch that scene. It is amazing. And you watch it in the old OVA, too. You don't have to watch the new Stardust Crusaders. You can just watch the old OVA. The second OVA covers it. It is an amazing scene. And it's well covered in the OVA, so don't worry. There's no way! Anything I pick. It doesn't matter what I picked. You guys notice I didn't give him a number at all. Well, 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 if my math is right, we're done and I win. Lauren, you have a little job to do for me. You're disgusting. Your game sucks and I won't do shit. Okay, okay, but you owe me a date. You said so yourself. Yeah, whatever. We'll go to the school cafeteria. Now fuck off. Yeah, we will. I'll see you later, my love. I'm sorry I couldn't win, Lauren. Don't worry. You couldn't win that nonsense. It's rigged. Who could beat this idiotic rigged game? Anyway, I'm gonna take a walk around the house. Take care. See you later. Let's see what's going on the second floor. Judy might be up there. To Sophia, I love you! God, do you love me? Hello, my unsettling, weird-looking friend. Anything exciting going on around here? Oh, yeah, actually, I found a couple making out in the closet. They're playing Spin the Bottle in the back bedroom. That sounds good. Lead the way. Hello, is there room for two more? Hey, Peter, yeah, come on in. There's Judy. Okay, for the new ones, you're just in time for the most interesting part. What's up with Judy? What's she staring at? Her face is flushed. Is it because of this guy? I remember seeing him in school. He goes to Judy's class. She must like him. That's why she was so nervous about today. And then you get 10 minutes inside a closet. What happens in the closet stays in the closet. However, each one of you has a wild card to re-spin the bottle only once. Got it? Okay, let's roll. Okay, Monique, you won, and you'll be with James. Any of you want to re-spin? Not at all, it's fine. What? But... Alright, follow me. I'll take you to one of the other guest rooms. Don't worry, we have more than 10 of them. Okay, darlings, I'm back already. Round 2. Peter. And... Ruth! Oh, Jesus Christ! I think I'm gonna use the wild card. Alright, second chance. Okay, Judy, you're the lucky girl. What? Yes, okay, whatever. Are you okay with Peter? Do you want to re-spin? Re-spin? No, Peter's okay. Okay, follow me, you two. Ruth and the pig can use the closet in the same bedroom since there's no one else left. But you're still in the game too, aren't you? No, I don't think so. You two better stay here and only kissing. Peter, Judy, this way. Okay, 10 minutes, just let the closet do its magic. After your make-out time, I'll be at the entrance in case anyone wants to have a drink. See you later. Well? Peter, look, it's Peter, isn't it? I'm sure you're a really nice guy, but I'd prefer to drop it now, no offense. So if you'll excuse me... Judy, it's me, I'm Grim. What? Grim, what are you doing here? Well, I couldn't miss the party. Come sit down, we're supposed to stay in here for a while anyway. Sure. So, tell me, are you having a good time? Well, it's alright, I guess. Maybe not my kind of party, but hey, no complaints. I saw you staring at that guy, James. Well, what? Me? Well, maybe. Why? Did he look at me? You know what? I don't care. It's true that I was only playing this silly game to spend some time with him, but hey, it didn't end so badly. I may not have ended up taking off my costume, but at least I'm having a good time talking to you. Well, you can take off your costume anyway. You wish. I'm serious, you've seen me naked a couple times in less than a week. That's not fair. Since we're here, we could play this silly game of theirs. Okay, fine. Just for a laugh. But turn around while I take it off. What? That takes the fun out of it. Come on, please. It's embarrassing. Okay. I'll turn around. Tell me when you're ready. Okay, ready. Do you like my underwear? Do you think it's cute? She's so fucking adorable. It's lovely. Haha, thanks. You have to take off your costume, too. Okay, I will if you take off your bra. My bra? Okay, deal. You're not wearing any underpants. Yeah, I know, this costume is too tight for them. Your turn. Yeah, deal's a deal. You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Don't make fun of me. I'm not. I really believe it. Yeah, sure, you... Oh my God, you've got a boner. Well, how could I not when you're naked in front of me? It's the first time I've seen it so well. Can I touch it? Of course, you already did it in the basement. Oh yeah, that's true. Can I at least taste it then? What does it taste like? Oh my God, scratch that. How embarrassing. I get kind of wound up when I'm nervous. I'm sorry. Well, that's 10 minutes. We should get dressed before someone comes in. There's no reason to be embarrassed, Judy. It's perfectly normal to be curious. You can ask or do anything you want. If you're curious about it, go ahead. Are you sure? Totally. I'm your stepbrother. I'm here to help you. Oh, okay. Holy fuck, this thing is huge, and it's warm. Lie down. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Am I doing a good job, bro? You couldn't be doing better. All right, come here. Oh, fuck yes, Judy. How do you do that with your tongue? Oh, God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Ah! Swallows. Oh, Jesus, that was intense and tiring. That was incredible, Judy. Now we really have to get back to the party, though. You coming? No, you go ahead. Don't worry. I need a minute. Okay, I'll see you later. Mm-hmm. All right, time to find out if this has been any... Time to find out if this has been of any use. I hope this is the key... Excuse me, I hope the key I need is one of these. No, no, nope. Not this one or this one either. Bingo! Okay, where's the switch? Here. Okay, looks like a normal office for a wealthy man. Let's see if we can find anything around here. Some strange figures. An abstract painting behind the desk of what appears to be... No, I see nothing. A book written in Latin. Euismodmaris? Appears to be a commercial book, though. Although I know very few people who can speak Latin. More books, all written in Latin. There's not a single photo of his family in the room, nor a personal item. Just pieces of art, probably worth more than our house. The drawers are all empty, everything's clean, and everything seems to be in its place. I don't think I'll find anything here. But I'm sure I'm missing something. Anyway, I should leave before someone... The phone is ringing. The fucking phone is ringing. I can't answer. But what if I get a lead on the Sons of Astaroth? That could be vital information to find the rest of them. But if they figure out who I am, they'll kill me. Seems like a good spot, doesn't it? I wonder what happens when we answer the phone. You'll find out next time in Grimm's Adult Game... Well, no, sorry. Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Once Upon a Lifetime. Stay tuned.